Welcome back, ocean enthusiasts and story seekers. This is episode 5 of Below the Fin, and today we're going to be plunging into the deep blue to confront the harsh truths of ocean pollution. We'll navigate the treacherous waters of human impact and shine a spotlight on our finned friends, the sharks, of course. So let's get ready to learn how we can turn the tide into making change. Dive in with us as we explore the depths of these issues and surface with solutions to protect our marine worlds. All right, so one of the first things I kind of want to start with today is something I think most people are familiar with. It is the problem with shark finning, specifically in China for a while. I know now China's not really the biggest problem compared to some other places, but I do want to talk a little bit about China's, as that's, you know, one we really know a lot about. So China will actually catch sharks, and what they do with the sharks that is so terrible and heart-wrenching is they make something called shark fin soup. So I want to talk about what it is, where it stems from. It's almost seen in China as a type of delicacy. Like it's, you know, it's something very, it's almost like, I don't know the best way. What is the best way to describe it? I guess I would describe it as similar to caviar to them. So it's, I never want to hate on, you know, a culture or anything. It's something that's very cultural over there and it's very known. So, I mean, obviously down here and, you know, hearing of it, it's very gross to hear and think of, but, I don't know. I want to talk about what they actually do. So China will actually catch sharks, right? They go out fishing, they catch the sharks, and they will cut off their fins and then they throw the animal right back into the water. And yes, the animal is literally still alive. So it's just slow, painful, terrible death. And they make, you know, the shark fin soup. And, you know, I also want to start out by saying I'm all for, you know, hunting, and, you know, we as humans eat animals as protein, and it's kind of how the food chain works, right? I mean, come on, you eat chicken for dinner, and you eat steak, whatever the case may be, and not everything you use is not going to have animal products, makeup, lotion. There's so many things you don't even know about, and there's nothing wrong with that at all. But the problem I have with shark fin soup, I think, is just they do not use the entire body of the shark. Like, and shark meat by no means, I mean, I'm not a scientist, but I have heard it's seriously not good for you. So I don't know if there's a reason they don't use the whole meat or just what, but if you're going to be killing this animal, why are we not using everything? I mean, we're taking animals that, you know, can grow up to 20 feet in length and weigh thousands and hundreds of pounds. And we're just, you know, not using any of the body. We're using a small fin. Like, what are we doing? I don't know. It just goes beyond me. But just a couple of scary statistics here. 100 million sharks are killed each year, and 73 million of those are confirmed for shark fin soup only. Are you kidding me? That's literally insane. Think of all the fishing, all the other things that could be happening, and these sharks are dying for soup. Like, I mean, we need something less. I don't know. It's just crazy to me. Another thing I want to talk about is these fins can actually sell in, you know, markets in Asia and things like that for up to $700 per a pair of fins, if you will. Per kilogram in paired, whatever. but very interesting, just absolutely insane to think of. I mean, so much money for, you know, of course they don't want to get rid of it. They're making money off of it. People are buying it. It's putting it in a high demand. The bowl of soup itself costs around $100. So it is seen as more of a delicacy there. They use it for Chinese medicine in China as well. I know I've seen a lot of research suggesting that shark, like anything to do with sharks, there's just too much mercury and toxins in their meat that humans shouldn't even be consuming it. So I'm not sure how it works in medicine. I mean, hey, if, you know, if it's used for a medical reason, sure. If that works, that works. Again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not here to give facts, but I just think that's also a little crazy. Also, lots of Asian cultures believe it to restore abilities in combat and, you know, just against diseases. They believe it helps with age. They believe it helps with curing things or preventing things, which is also an interesting belief I've never really thought of or, you know, read much about to be able to give an opinion on. So that's something else to think about. And the dish is actually raising in more places than just China. So shark fin soup is actually most prominent, excuse me, I cannot talk today. It is most prominent in Thailand, Vietnam, and Indonesia. I have also never had shark fin soup, obviously. I've never eaten anything that has to do with a shark. But it is said to be, you know, tasteless. They often put it in chicken broth, and I mean, I can imagine it's not tasteless. I mean, it is tasteless, right? Like, it's basically pure cartilage you're eating. It's just kind of gross. But I do want to talk a little bit more about what it is like when these sharks are thrown back into the water with no fins. So if we think of a shark that has no fins, it's very similar to, how should I describe it? To almost like humans without heads, right? It just doesn't work. They won't survive, right? Humans, we can't survive without our heads. We can't. That's how it is to them. And, you know, when they're thrown back in this water, they can't survive without their fins. They can't, you know, breathe. They swim to breathe, and they typically suffer from blood loss or suffocation. They basically fall to the ocean floor and drown, and or they starve to death. That's a possibility too. Sometimes they're even eaten by other fish because, you know, they can't move. But another crazy statistic that I kind of found a little gross and shocking is shark finning is only illegal in 13 states. Thank goodness I live in one of them. But how is that a thing? Are you kidding? I feel like that's something we just don't talk about often. I'm a little off the deep end here, but one thing I do want to talk about is I often like to go to Florida, and I'm not sure if many of you are familiar with Mark the Shark. You can look him up on Instagram. He's kind of one of the most hated men in Florida, if you will. He hunts huge sharks, and he basically just kill sharks. That's literally what he does. He takes celebrities, all types of people on his charter for, you know, a lot of money, and you get to kill your own shark, basically. Which I also think is just horrid. But one thing I will say about him that I think is much more humane, and where I would honestly give him a chance in life, is because the shark meat he catches and the sharks he catches, he does not do nothing with. So if you see on his Instagram, he actually cuts up the shark meat and donates it to homeless shelters. He does, you know, keep their teeth, and he has all types of crazy, awful souvenirs, but he does something purposeful with them. And it was actually on a podcast with, I believe her name is Madison. I was listening to it, and, you know, she's super into saving sharks, and she does a lot of research, and she and him actually, you know, sat down, did a podcast together, and it was really cool to kind of hear two different perspectives. He was very respectful of hers as she was his, and they had two completely different beliefs. So it's not to say, you know, certain things are wrong or right. I mean, I don't eat seafood because I really enjoy the ocean and I really enjoy fish. But seafood's very good for you, so why wouldn't you, type of thing. You know what I mean? I just don't like the taste. I don't like the smell. I don't like anything about it. And I love fish, like swimming with fish, everything. So it's not for me. But I'm just saying there are times where we could hear out other perspectives. So maybe in China, you know, they stated that they believe it can help in medication and things like that. So I don't know, something to think about. Something I just really find wrong is the not using what you have killed, if that makes sense. I don't know. Okay, anyway, back on track. I also want to talk about some of the other problems that sharks could face due to human problems. And one of those is trash in the ocean. We all know about the trash in the ocean. So the amount of trash in our ocean that it doesn't only affect sharks, obviously. It affects all sea creatures, anything like that. So the problem with trash in the ocean is we don't realize, in my opinion, how much of our planet is actually ocean and water and sea creatures and things like that. So the Earth is 71% water. And 97% of that, 71%, kind of confusing, I know, is actually ocean. So 71% of Earth is water, 97% of the 71 is ocean. So some crazy statistics that are really sad is 5.25 trillion pieces of plastic waste end up in the ocean. 40% of the ocean is actual trash. There is over 1 million marine animals killed each year due to trash, which is so gross and also so insane that, you know, we're scared of sharks and there's how many shark attacks a year when we're killing almost, I think, 100 million I read somewhere. Like, it's just crazy. So what happens to our trash is animals will eat it once it, you know, breaks down, or animals can get wrapped in it and they can suffocate. And listen, I'm going to be honest, I absolutely hate paper straws. Like, paper straws are the death of me. I like to chew on my straws, so they're just not it. But honestly, for me, that's not where the issue lies. It lies with things like cups being thrown out windows and, you know, deliberately leaving trash somewhere because you're just lazy and you don't want to throw your own trash away. Like, when would that ever be okay? I don't know if I just was raised different or what. I mean, listen, a straw wrapper falling out of your window, sure. You're not always the best recycler. I can get behind that too. Sure, whatever. We all have lives. We don't have time to do that all the time. But deliberately throwing your trash somewhere other than the trash, I just can't. I feel like if we just didn't do that as people, because a lot of people do, we'd be in so much less of a bad position. So actually I live in a beach town and there's actually a cool sign at one of the local beaches that I always remembered my whole life. And on the sign read, that the trash you leave today is the trash you will swim with tomorrow. Meaning, you know, you leave trash on the beach, that tide's coming in and you're swimming with it tomorrow. That trash isn't going anywhere. It's staying there because nobody's picking it up. Another one I liked was the trash you leave is the trash you are. So if you leave trash on a beach, you're trash. I remember actually as a kid, like I said, never weird about plastic straws, paper straws, excuse me. I never could care for them. And, you know, I'm not changing the world by any means, but one thing I always did as a kid, I don't know if it's because I saw a video on it or what, but when you get a Gatorade, if you cut the, you know, like the plastic thing it comes in, I always would cut them before throwing them away. And I'm like, all I can think of is like a sea turtle getting wrapped in here, you know, just something to think about. I'll never not do it. I don't know why I started doing it, how it happened. But some of the trades actually that sharks are typically used in are, you know, leather, they're used for meat, health supplements, all types of things like that. Which is, again, I have no problem with. I think, you know, we should be saving the sharks, but also we have to remember we do eat chickens, we eat everything else. We're not saving the world. But why are we not using just the whole shark? I just can't get over it. Like, why? And then one more thing I want to talk about that I think is kind of wild is the souvenirs that we're killing sharks for. So sometimes this one can be hard because just like most people, when I walk into a gift shop on vacation, I want everything shark related, like literally everything. I want the tooth. I want the just everything. I want a shark t-shirt. I want this. I want that. I want everything. But not everything is, you know, good to be supporting. So a very popular thing, I actually want to talk about that have been around for a long time, is shark in a bottle. I don't know if you guys ever heard of that. It's very popular. You can actually buy it on Amazon, which is pretty disgusting. But basically these, you know, they're baby tiny sharks and they're in a glass jar and they're preserved. They're actually usually products of commercial fishing, and they come from pregnant female sharks being caught up in a line, which is just really sad. And you know, it happens, but it's also human. You know, it's caused by humans. It's our fault. And I don't know, it's just something kind of scary to think of, because you know, you go into a little shop on vacation and you see 20 of them when you used to see maybe two. It's like, okay, at what point are these going to be in demand? And it's no longer, oops, I caught, you know, a shark in my fishing line. It's now it's becoming demand and we're making $20 off a bottle. And I don't know, it's things like that we really need to make sure we're not doing. We're not supporting the wrong things. Just stick to the teeth. Make sure they're found, you know, safely and correctly and whatever. But I just think that's important. And then there's actually two things I want to talk about that are actually some scary realities I was researching. Is I found them crazy. I don't know if you will. This kind of brings us back to the trash. Is that plastic pollution has been found in the Mariana Trench. Like, do you believe? I can't even fathom that. That's wild to me. That just goes to show how much plastic. Also, this one's kind of wild. There is an ocean garbage patch twice the size of Texas. Oh, twice the size of Texas. Are you joking? That to me, how many animals, are killed due to that? I mean, that's just wild. It's so sad, you know, and I also want to kind of talk about, like, again, I said, I'm not changing the world. I'm not anybody like that. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I don't know all the facts, but there are some ways that I think we can help without, you know, affecting our everyday lives that are just easy ways to kind of help. So I think we could find more opportunities to see sharks and more opportunities to educate yourself on them. Understand them. Teach your children the same. Understand why they mean so much more to us alive than they do dead. I don't know. Maybe you have to go on a shark diving tour. Maybe you have to just go in the ocean more. Maybe you have to go to, you know, somewhere that they can teach you about them. Maybe you're not close to seeing them up in person. There's so many things that can educate you without having to get in the water with them. I mean, I think you should get in the water with them, but I know nobody's there. At least many people aren't. Some other things you can do, you can donate and actually volunteer to fundraisers. There's a lot of great nonprofit things that, you know, you can do to help out our finned friends. So just really important to think about. You can read labels. A lot of times they'll use products in lotions, makeups, things like that. Sign petitions, you know, go on Instagram, follow someone who researches them and posts all the facts and, you know, just sign petitions for them. They usually are in their bios. And last but not least, stop leaving trash everywhere. It's so gross. It's just so gross. But that is going to conclude today's podcast. It was our first Fin Friday. I'm so happy. Thank you guys for listening. Stay tuned because on Tiger Tuesday, I have a special guest coming who I know you guys are going to be really excited to talk to. She's absolutely hilarious. And if you want to check her out before our podcast, her name is Charity. Literally the most beautiful name ever. She's probably like one of my favorite people on the whole entire planet. She's so funny and she's so sweet. And she actually already has a podcast. It's called Case Watch. So I know we talked about that in another podcast, but you should go listen to her in the meantime, and she'll be on here on Tuesday. So thank you guys so much for listening again and, you know, tuning into today's podcast. Enjoy your weekends, and I hope everyone has just an awesome weekend, and stay tuned.